Sichas Aran. We were learning at the end last week a beautiful Torah from Rabbi Nosson to help explain the Shorash of Tzaak Rochli Meinu Yaakov Avinu, where that comes from within us. And even though there's a little piece that I didn't finish inside, but I said it at the end outside, and I want to continue, we'll be doing another piece from Rabbi Nosson soon. It's going to be so beautiful, we're not going to remember the last one. Even though it's hard to forget. Up to Eis Yud Zayin. On the orange one, it's page Tesvav, Eis Yud Zayin. Heichiach is Echad al Asmodas Alimud. He was talking to one of the Chassidim about working on Hasmod and learning, to learn more, to be more involved in his learning. Va'amalai, and Rabbi Nachman asked this fellow, Madu alai telmad? Why aren't you learning? What's wrong with learning Torah? It's a good question. Try that in yeshiva. Madu alai telmad? Why aren't you learning? Matafsid bizeh. What could you possibly lose by learning more? Halay dekabel olam haba alimud. So Rabbi Nachman said, you're for sure going to get a big olam haba for learning. Obviously, we know that when Rabbi Nachman was speaking to that person, he wasn't talking to him about, it must have been a certain kind of a fella. Rabbi Nachman wasn't talking about the highest madrega. He's not talking about Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is not for the sake of Olam Haba. The Rambam tells us in the Chetshuva, in the Rambam Chetshuva in the 10th parak, when he speaks about Limud L'shem Olam Haba, that's considered to be a very immature reason to learn for the sake of earning the world to come. That's not the right reason to learn. That's considered to be a midah of children, that you have to give them candy and you have to entice the child with prizes and presents and so on. And as adults, we're not supposed to need that. Nevertheless, Rabbi Nachman knew who he was talking to. And he said, don't forget. And it could be even he was a greater person. Rabbi Nachman was saying, but don't forget. By the way, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose from learning more Torah. You're for sure going to get more Olam Haba. And that's what Rambam tells us in Pirush Mishnayis, in Chelek and Sanhedrin. Rambam tells us that's how we start to learn with the children and so on. To remember that there's this reward in this world and the next world. Then Rabbi Nachman began to speak more, of course, about the true level of learning Torah Lishma for the right reason. Rabbi Nachman says, I don't even have to even tell you that when the Torah shows love to a person, as ein roitz a klal olam haba, rak sheroitz as a terva atzma. When the Torah opens her heart to somebody, when the Torah and a person have a relationship with each other, it's not a matter of a limud of learning something either for any reward or even for the purpose of becoming smarter or more informed, but there's a relationship. Torah, we know. Many places we find in Tanakh, especially in Mishlei, but in many places in Tanakh, that the Torah is personified, or there's a different word for that, I don't remember, but the Torah becomes like a person. It's like a person. Eishes Chayil. There are those learn that the marshal of Eishes Chayil is, that there's one way of learning in Chazal, that the marshal of Eishes Chayil is talking about the Torah. And the Torah is like a Kala. It's like a bride, a wife. And when one has a relationship with the Torah, when it's not just a matter of knowing or for some ulterior motive, but the Torah is mara ahava l'echad, when the Torah shows love to a person, when a person loves Torah, then the Torah reciprocates with love. And the Torah reciprocating with love means that she reveals her secrets, just as when two people love each other, they speak about certain things, they share certain things that they wouldn't with strangers. There are people who might be learning Torah for 50 years, but they're still on the outside of Torah. they might be very brilliant and they know how to learn, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're part of that inner, intimate world of the Torah, a person with whom the Torah can, so to speak, share herself, share her heart. So Rav Nachman tells this fellow, "Vein sarach loim k'shat Torah mara ahava le'achad." When the Torah shows her love for somebody, as ein roitz a klal olam haba, then the person doesn't care at all about olam haba. He's not interested in olam haba. Rak shereitz as a Torah ba'atzma. He just wants the Torah herself. That's lishma. It's not interested in any fringe benefits or presents or gifts. Not Ma'alam Hazad, not Ma'alam Haba. Rak shereitz as a Torah ba'atzma. To want the Torah herself. We're going to talk about that mitzvah Ma'aris HaTorah. That madrega of Torah lishma. Rak shereitz as a Torah ba'atzma. Logam Hashem is Baruch Loimed. And he continued on with this fellow and said, not only that, Gam Hashem is Baruch Loimed. Not only that, but the Baruch Shalom himself learns Torah. Gam Hashem is Baruch Loimed. K'mesh Mavur B'div Rebbe Senzach V'alim V'rocha. Say the Hayom She'esh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal tell us the Seder Hayom Kivyachol. How Hashem spends his day, whatever that means. But the Gemara says that Hashem has a Seder Hayom. She'esh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Sholo Shoyes Eisep Gitar. And the 3 hours at the beginning of Eisep Gitar. So we see, whatever that means, and the Sefer HaKadosh will talk a lot about what's the Eisek Torah of HaKadosh Baruch. What does that mean that Hashem is Eisek B'Torah? That's not for now. But Rabbi Nachum is telling this Chosid that Hashem is Baruch is also living Torah. U'bedoros halalu, Rabbi Nachum said, the bedoros halalu ba'avon ha'sein ha'nofal limon ha'tar ma'ayd, that in these generations, the learning of Torah has fallen very, very much. That the Gedolim who were in earlier generations, that there were great Rabbanim in earlier generations, who did not know any of the Kavanas in Kabbalah, who did not know any of the Kavanas of their Rizal, didn't know any of the Kavanas and the Yichudim in Kabbalah, and despite the fact that they didn't know Kavanas, they were still able to perform miracles. There were these great Tamid Chachamim, who didn't know any of the Kavanas, the mystical ways of Yichudim to bring about changes in the world. They didn't know any fancy stuff. They didn't know any of the Kunsim. I mean, the Heiliger Kunsim. They didn't know any of them. They never learned. There were people that there were great Talmidei Chacham who didn't learn Kabbalah, didn't have a Masoreh to learn Kabbalah, or not exposed to the Sifrei Kabbalah, whatever it is. And yet, they were able to do all kinds of miracles. How's that? So Nachum says, Rak al yidei limud ha-Torah kadosh, because of the limud ha-Torah, that through the study of Torah, they were able to do these things. Because of their learning Torah, when they would say certain things, then those things would happen. Rabbi Nachum explains this more in the second chalik of Rukut Amran in Torah Mem Aleph. In Tinyana Mem Aleph. He says they're a very astonishing thing. The words of Rabbi Nachum, which you don't have in front of you, but I'm just telling you what he says over there. There Rabbi Nachman speaks about how Hashem performs miracles through poskim. Bali ha-poskim. Not the Kabbalah. These are not people who know Kabbalah or are practicing Yehudim, but they're poskim. And Rabbi Nachman says that sometimes Hashem's Baruch Isa Maivsim Aide Bali ha-poskim. And he bases this upon a pasuk in Tilim, in Divrei Yomim. But it says in the Pasuk, Maivsov u'mishpetei fiyu, which we know from Haidu in the morning. Maivsov, listen carefully, his miracles, his wonders, Maivsov, Umishbetei fiyu, and the laws of his mouth. So Nachman says that there are times that Moifsav, that there are miracles that Hashem will enable to take place, will bring about through those people who are Isaac in that world of Mishpatei Piyu, the Mishpatim, the Dinim, the Piskei Halachas of Torah. Because the reason for that, Rav Nachman explains over there, is Hayais, that this Paisek Paskins, and the Mekabel and Shemaim, his Piskei Halachas, that he Paskins La Halacha, whatever it is, in any of the four sections of Shulchan Aruch, that this Paisek is Mekubal, he's accepted by the generation. And his Piskei Halachas, therefore, or we see, that the Siyata Deshmai, that his Piskei Halachas are accepted in Shemaim. So Rav Nachman says that Hayyos, that his Piskei Halachas, that what this Talmud Chacham says, that he paskins, is accepted as the Halacha. Therefore, when he says other things, they're also accepted in Shemaim. So if he says that he gives you a bracha, that you should have a parnasa, it's also he paskins. The same way he paskins in Hilchos Shabbos for you. And his Psak Halacha is taken very seriously in Shemaim, because he's a big Talmud Chacham and he knows what he's doing, and he passes into Halacha here on earth. So Kishem Shul Paiser Kach Bebezen Shomata Kach Paiser Bebezen Shomal. So Rav Nachman says that since this Talmud Chacham's Psak carries weight in Halacha here in the world, so too when he makes certain, he gives brachas, he says certain things. So, Moifsav u'mishpatei piyu. That there are Moifsim, miracles that take place through those who are mishpatei piyu, who are Isaac and the mishpatim, the halachas of Torah, and they paskin, and Isavahatar. If this Pesach's view is accepted as halacha in this world, so that means in Shemaim they're paskining like him, because Torah loy b'Shemaim he, and in Shemaim they're paskin like that Talmud Chacham, and he has yaita the Shemai that his Piskei Halachas are accepted, like we saw in these generations that we're living, with Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Minchas Yitzchak, Yibodim Achaim L'Chaim, Rav Avad Yosef, and the Shevet Levi, and so on, Rav Yosef Zalbazon Zayin, the Piskei Halachas, that their Piskei Halachas are accepted by the Jewish people, the Mishnah Berurah, the Achash Shulchan, that Mimela, that their das carries weight. So when they give a bracha, when they say something, it's like a psak. And therefore, when they say those things, when they say a bracha, even though he's not Isaac at all in Kabbalah, or Yichudim, anything like that, but he passes in Shemaim, they pass him like him. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying here. That we know that there were Rabbanim in early generations that didn't know any of the kavanas. Through their limud haTorah, when they would say certain diburim, they would say certain things, they would give brachas or whatever it might be in this kind, then it would be mekuyim. And we have there many, many stories like that from Rosh Hashivas and from Tzaddik and big people that were not Isaac in any Kabbalah or any Yichudim. And Afal Pichain, there are many, many stories, amazing stories about them. Yudches. Pam echasi parnu imai. Rabbi Nachman says we were once talking to Rabbi Nachman. Me'inyan had fosas svarim shebedayos alalu. We were talking about the printing of svarim in our generation. We see that nisrabu ma'id pechazai. Nisrabu ma'id bali matfisa. I mean, it's nothing compared to what's nowadays. Is that Rabbi Nachman was saying, Rabbi Nosson was, they were talking to Rabbi Nachman about how in this time, in the first part of the 19th century, that they were printing many, many svarim. Many svarim were being printed. They might feast and b'chol pam svarim harbi ma'od mirishayim v'achrayim. But they're printing many svarim from mirishayim v'achrayim. Which what we have now is can't even be imagined. Just in the past 30 years. In the past 30 years, over the years, the amount of svarim, it's unbelievable, the amount of svarim. The kol soleim is vinim ha'oid, and people are jumping to buy them. Ka kol kainim svarim akshav. Everybody's buying svarim. Everybody wants to buy svarim. So they're talking to Rabbi Nachman about how it's interesting what's going on with the printing. So Rabbi Nachman explained. Chazal say in Gemara and Shabbos, I see the Torah shetishtakach miYisrael. That you remember the Chachamim said that the Torah is in danger of being forgotten. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Kiloy shetishtakach miYisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai got up and he said, no, it will never be forgotten. But the Chachamim were afraid that al pi teva, the way things looked, it was going to be forgotten. There wasn't going to be anything left. I see the Torah that the Shakach me yourself. Did you ever see either a copy? I was lucky to see actually a physical copy. There were Gemaras that were printed in Germany after the Holocaust. Right at the end of the Holocaust, there were Gemaras that were printed in Germany. So whoever thought, I see the Torah at the Shakach Yisrael, and that in that place, that right by the end of the Muhammad was just finished, they're already printing Gemaras. There was from, they were printed in Shanghai. That when the yeshivas went there, they had printing, they were printing from in Shanghai. They had Shas, that Shas and other from that were printed in Shanghai. The Chachamim were afraid that the Torah was going to be lost based upon what was happening. There was no way that the Torah was going to survive. Al Kain, Rabbi Nachman says, Matpisim Svarim Havde. That's why, other Abba, we print many, many Svarim. Rabbi Nachman was always encouraging people to write Svarim and that Svarim should be printed. Al Kalachat Kain is Svarim. And everybody's buying Svarim. To go against that gloomy prediction of the Chachamim, to support the view of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that the Torah is not going to be forgotten. So therefore, there's this, especially as we get closer to the Mashiach, and the darkness, the Choshech is so thick, and Choshech is the same letters as the word Shachoach, to forget. That's the whole Inyan of Chanukah, which is the Inyan of Torah. The Nitzachon of Torah over Chachmas Chitzonius, over the darkness of this world. That's the meaning of lighting the Chanukah candle, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, of course. So therefore, the same way we see by the Chanukah menorah, that you light one, then you light two, then you light three. That's how it is with Sfarim. That's how it is. Anytime you go to the Sfarim store, you walk to the Sfarim store. So I don't know about, maybe not in the neighborhood, but I'm not sure what goes on over here. But I think they're picking up one of the places that they're trying to get more. But certainly, if you go to in Yerushalayim, or if you go into Sfarim stores in Brooklyn and so on, that you wouldn't believe. Like every day, that they're coming with more boxes of Sfarim every day. Mechaber, people putting out Sfarim. So that inyan of being Meisav Ha'Herlich, that we see that the Chanukah light is getting stronger. One, and then two, then three. You see that with the Sfarim also, that the light of Torah. As the Chacham said, I see the Torah at the Shtakam Yisrael, and Rishim Mechai says, Kiloy Sashach, it's positive in Chumash, it's not going to be forgotten. In order that it not be forgotten, especially because there's so much darkness, we need more and more Svarim, to bring more and more light, and to learn more and more. And everybody wants to buy Svarim. Even people that are not necessarily learning. There's a person that I know that I was once in his house, and he's a Baal Tshuva, an older person, a Baal Tshuva. He just started learning when he was maybe in his 50s, and he really can't read in Hebrew. He's not able to learn in Hebrew. It's not his fault. He can't learn in Hebrew. So he was once making a Sefer Torah. So I was in his house, and he said, you want to come to my study? And I went to the study. And he had the whole wall, he lined with Svarim. He wanted to have Svarim. So he told me that He's a very humble person. So I can read this, but I help my grandchildren. You know, I bring them in here. My grandchildren. I wish I didn't. I never had the chance. I didn't go to yeshiva, but it makes me feel very good to have them, and that my grandchildren come here and they're going to yeshivas. They're going to be able to learn here. Beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That people want svarim. I remember that when I was, years ago, when I was in, now they have a thing, the why use svarim sale. You ever go, you ever see, there's a big thing there, svarim sale. I know, for a month or something, 3 weeks, it's a huge svarim sale. When I was a bacher, and I was there, we had a little room, like this. And there were like the tables put out with svarim. That was the svarim sale. It was a svarim sale. It's probably a lot better buys we got then. But that was the whole svarim sale. And now, I was there once, like 12, 13 years ago, with a couple of the guys. I was there. And I said, what's going on? There's such an excitement. It's people coming from all over. It's my svarim. And you go, you see, there's such a ribuy of svarim. Everybody wants to have svarim. Kadesh yusvarim biyad kalach, kadesh loy tishakachatam. So the Torah won't be forgotten. Because of all the svarim that we have. That if you went to any nice balabas 30 years ago, 20, 30, 25, 30 years ago, not the balabas, if someone had a shas, I remember that when we were married, which is a little bit more than 30 years ago, that when we were married, so I remember that getting the shas was like the most exciting thing in my life, to have a shas, and then we had the MP press in those days. I don't know if it's still open, but we had that my aunt bought me for the chasna. She bought me a tour shulchan aruch, and that my cousins bought a shulchan aruch, and it was the greatest wonder in the world. To have a Shulchan Aruch. I'm not talking about like poor people 7 years ago in the shtetl. It was a chiddush to have svarim. And over the years, the amount of svarim was the people. And then if you went into a nice Jewish home, or from people, of course you would have a Gemara, a Rambam, a Chumash, usually a Malbim, you know, a Shulchan Aruch. That was it. Really wasn't an English Moshe people had. But other than that, Mishaburi was that. That was it. When we were growing up, the svarim, there was very few svarim. Very, very few. There was some rabbanim that had big collections. But Amcha Beis Yisrael went with a few svarim. Maybe we were learning more back then, because there weren't so many svarim to look at. That's a separate problem. If you only have a few svarim, you learn them. If you have a lot of svarim, you could drive around your whole life looking here, looking this, looking that. And then after everything, they came out with the computers. It's all on one disk. It's all, I have everything on one or something like this. It's all in there. But he says, "Vafilu biad chayit." He says, even the tailor has. "Vafilu biad chayit v'chayit say," and other working people. "Nimtsoim akshav svarim," they have svarim. The kolach had choyte for kindness svarim, and everybody's grabbing to buy svarim. Kedeshi is svarim biad kolachon. What's pushing Jews to do this? Of course, they love to learn, but even it's something else. There's more than that. It's to overcome that fear of shikhas hatayr. You all know that in history that our enemies want to burn, especially Gemaras. And all the Jews had, with the exception of some big rabbanim or very rich people, all they had were the libraries. But the regular Jews just had a few svarim, tilim and a chumash, whatever. Maybe one mesech. Remember when I went to buy the Kilas Yaakov, which we call the stipler. I bought that from the stipler. When I went to Bnei Brak, so I wanted to buy the whole set. on Shas. So he had to buy it from him, from the stipler. I don't know if any of you were ever zeichet to be, he would buy it. It's a pachad, Ramesh a pachad. That he's a pachad. Unless you were there, you can't describe what it was. And so you bought the svarim from him? You think it? So I asked him, so I said, oh, well, I came to buy, because I came to buy, I had to write on the paper, it wasn't hearing. So to buy this Kilas Yaakov. So he says to me, what are you learning? So I told him the Masech that I was learning then was Chulam. I said, Chulam. So he goes on a ladder he has over there. Mm-hmm. And he was very old already. And it was very uncomfortable, you understand the whole thing. The God had done it like this. And I was very uncomfortable. And he goes to bring me Chulam. And I said, and he tells me how much it costs. I said, I wanted to get the whole set of Kilas Yaakov. So he started yelling at me. He says, what? What are you need the whole, what are you learning? You're learning Chulam. Halavai, you should be able to learn a little bit Chulam. I was telling you, you need a whole set. So I said,
He's a good salesman.
Well, yeah, was not a good salesman. So I said, so I told this to you before, right? So I said that I'm not from here. I'm from America. I'm from America, and I can't come back to learn. But if I learned from Masechta, I'm not coming back and forth all the time. So he said, so he'll give me one seder. So he could give me, he'll give me nezikin or something. So I said, and I was very nervous though, but I said, I don't know what I'm going to be learning next year. I have different in the yeshiva seder, I don't know. So then he went up on the ladder and he started, this one is in this place, and then he moves it over. And then I went there to, I didn't know what I should do. I went over there to help, and he slapped my hand away. and he was going by himself to, with the thing to move over and to pull over here and to pull that. And I was sitting there so nervous. And then what happened? So he gets the whole thing together, and he's checking each one, that's the right one. And he looks to see that there aren't any pages that are missing or blank. He went through looking at them, and then he asked me, where do you go to yeshiva? So I said to him, I go to Yisrael Khan. So he says, where? I said, Yisrael Khan. And he said, no, you can't have it. You don't want to sell them to me. I said, I just sat there. He said, who's your Rebbe? So I said, the Suvalka Rav, Dagalicious. He says, the Suvalka was a tzaddik. The Suvalka was a tzaddik. And he couldn't, he was thinking what to do. So then he said, okay, you could buy them, but you have to promise me that you won't ever take them into any of their buildings over there. No, any of their buildings that they own, you're not allowed to take them in. I don't want to tell them that they're all over the place. So this has been violated by somebody else. I never did. He told me not to. I didn't take him. He told me not to. As a matter of fact, I remember once had in my briefcase because I was learning it and I went, but I forgot. And then I didn't know what to do because my dormant, I had no, where am I going to put it? It doesn't belong. So I actually went there and there was a guy that I knew that worked in the luncheonette and I asked him to please hold this. And then when I left it, I took it with me at the end of the week. Back to my house. I promised I wouldn't take to any of their buildings. He told me. So he was a very strong person. But then the best part of the story is when it came to the price. So I asked him how much do I have to pay. So he told me. I made a cheshbon. There was the wrong cheshbon. He gave me the wrong cheshbon, I think, with the, you know, because it was a certain amount per sefer. And so I said, it was in dollars, right? So I wanted to give in dollars. He said, told me how much liras what it is. And there was like a disagreement about the money. So he says, must speak away, like, you know, like get out of here. You're making me crazy. So I jumped up and I started to walk out. You know, I wasn't going to even get the swarm. I just got scared. I wasn't fighting. I just was asking, you know, like how much it cost. But he got upset with me. So then I was starting to walk out and he called me to come back. And then he leaned over and he made like this. He saw that I was scared, and he said, I mean, I had to pay what he told me. I don't know, but I didn't argue that, and I just gave him the money. But that was an experience to buy the stipler to buy the Kilis Yaakov.
Do you have any questions
in
learning?
He asked me something on Chulin to say over something that I heard from Rav David. He wanted me to say something, which I said to him, and he made a horror from a rash. I remember what it was. We were talking for 2 or 3 minutes, and I was shaking the whole time. I was very, very scared. Remember, it's like yesterday. This is a long time ago. The mom was like yesterday. Remember the stipple. We grew up. The stipple was like we thought it was a rishon. That's what was in yeshiva, stipple. And like a rishon. So to have now to buy a set of svarim, you go to the svarim store. It's so much easier to get svarim. Many, many times there was svarim that over the years that I had to buy by going to the mechaber that you couldn't get in the stores. And I would go in Yerushalayim. I used to go a lot of times. that the mechaber didn't want to give out the svarim. It wasn't a business. He didn't give it out to stores. And I went to get it from the tzaddik's house. There were many times like that over the years. But to ask someone to go, you couldn't get the Chidushim Aran HaGriz, the Briskerov on Rambam. You couldn't buy in those years. No store was allowed to carry it. I went to Rabbi Baruch Soloveitchik to get it. But he didn't ask me. I told him I was by his uncle. He didn't ask me. But by his cousin. By his cousin, right? The bear was cousins with Peshav, yeah. So he didn't ask him. But he used to go to the apartment, go to the house. They would have their boxes, and you come in. And sometimes they with an opportunity to see a tzaddik too, and they talk to you. But the Chedush Marana Griz had to go to the Beryl Soloveitchik to get to another sermon like that. But Nachum's Chedush had to go to the Mir, as you see, to go from Nachum Pachos to get. But you had a chance. It wasn't like now, there were a million people. It wasn't crowded, it wasn't so busy. Just knock on the door. He used to go in and to buy a sefer from him. And he would always you talk for a minute too. It was a special thing. But now you see the svarim became so many svarim. But he says, but Avin Nisena Rab Nofal Limud HaTorah. I'm sorry, before that. Yeah. Kedesh Al Tukhal Torah Shai. Yeah. Aval Zeh Ein Yoidim. The only mistake they're making is that it's not enough to buy svarim if you don't learn them. He says, if you're not learning them, they don't help. Because of our many sins, limud haTorah has fallen terribly. And the learning is very little. But if we're not going to learn this one, then what does it help if we have all of this one, if we're not going to learn them? And now in Yutes, begin to talk about the Inyan of Limud HaTorah. Va'omar, and here we'll learn it, we're going to learn afterwards a piece from Nasim. Va'omar, he said, Nechsafti ma'od. I had a great longing. Lahamshich ha'sa'olam el asiyah. I had a great longing to bring the world over el asiyah, to action. Asiyah. What does that mean? Shiyeh chiyuv etzel kol echad ve'echad lumayt kach ve'kach b'chol yon. I had a great longing that I would be able to be poil in the world, that I would be able to make a change in the world, that every single person would learn such and such amount of Torah every day. Rabbi Nachman had a very, very strict schedule for the Chassidim of what they had to learn. How much Gemara, how much Mishnayos, how much Shulchan Aruch. Very strong. And he didn't want them dragging around for a long time in anything, but to learn, to go through the whole Torah. And then to go back and to do it again, each time more thoroughly, deeper and deeper. But he was, Rabbi Nachman, like many of the tzaddikim, he was very, very upset about the derech halimud of learning a few blat and not knowing Shulchan Aruch. Very, very upset. He wanted each and every person to go through all of Torah and to come to Shemayim that after 120 he should be able to say that his eyes saw Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaPachas. That he saw Kol HaTorah Kula. He saw all of Torah Shabbat and all of Torah Shabbat, that should come to the next world, at least having seen it, and then to go again, more and deeper and deeper and stronger, but not the, not like the Seder Limud, the person spends his whole life and a few blot here and a few blot there, and looking at this thing and looking at a little bit in this Sefer, but not having the Shleimus of Kol HaTorah Kula, not having a picture of Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Nachman is very much against that. There was a Seder to learn 18 Prakim from Mishnayos a day. But not even talking about the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch. And these are people, for the most part, that were working. 18 Prakim of Mishnayos a day. Not 18 Mishnayos. 18 Prakim of Mishnayos a day. Not like they have, you know, Mishnah Yaimis. And then they made big parties and so on. Thing. 18 Prakim of Mishnayos a day. Besides the Limud and Shas, and Shulchan Aruch, two blots, Shulchan Aruch a day, two pages in Shulchan Aruch. With Morgan of Ramataz, or Shach Taz, two pages. He had a Seder HaLimud, and he was hoping that he would be able to draw the whole world to this way of learning. Sheyachiyav Eitzah Kol Echad V'Echad Lulmai Kach V'Kach V'Chal Yoyim V'Loyava V'Chayetzeh. That it should be every day there should be a Seder and learning, a certain amount. He didn't just see this as something which was important for our education. He saw that he saw this as necessary to lift up every Jew in the world and to bring every single Jew in the world back to Kodesh Baruch. We're going to see that much more in Likutei Halachos, how he explains. But here he says also, "V'amasha afilo oisan ha'anashim harachaykim min hakedusha ma'ay." Even those people who are far from kedusha, "Shafil oisan ha'anashim harachaykim min hakedusha ma'ay." Who are very far from holiness, who have been caught in a terrible trap, in a terrible web, of meaning of Averis and other stuff, until they become very accustomed in the habit of doing all kinds of Averis, Hashem should save us. Nevertheless, HaKoyach Shel HaTorah Godol Kol Kach, the power of Torah is so great, we'll see this also in Aras HaTorah more, HaKoyach Shel HaTorah Godol Kol Kach, Ad Sheyecholu Lahotzi Oisam Min HaAveiros Sheregilim Behem Chas Hashem. Even the worst person who's stuck in horrible Aveiros, who's doing terrible Aveiros, you sit down, and you learn with that person. You learn with the person. The koyach of Torah is so great. HaKoyach Shel HaTorah Godol Kol Kach. You don't have to have all kinds of fancy things in the super duper barbecue outings, softball, tennis, kiruv spectaculars. Pasha to learn with Yidden. That was Rav Freifel's exile of Racha. That was his whole mahalach. Summer Feifel was just to open up a Gemara, to open up a Chumash, what are you holding, to make a Siyam on a Pasuk, to make a Siyam on a Mishnah, and to learn the Koyach of Torah is God Almighty, every part of Torah. Not only the parts that you think are inspirational. In other words, there's a piece of Torah that you got a lot of Chiyas from, something from Rabbi Nachman or something, from, you know, whatever, Svasamas that knocked you out. Is Gevaldik, and you think that if you learn that with the Olam, that's going to, which of course is fantastic, but it doesn't have to be any piece of Torah. You sit and you learn with Jews. Koyach HaTorah, Rav Nachman says, Koyach Shel HaTorah Godol Kol Kach. It's so strong, the Koyach of Torah. It could take Jews out of the Averis that they're stuck in Chasham. Even though you'd ask that person, what do you enjoy more? What do you think is more interesting? The Averis you're doing with a piece of Torah? He would say, oh, my Averis. But once he starts to learn, and once you start to get him into learning, and you try to bring that, you come to learn it, to Chavusa, say it or something, the Koyach of Torah is very, very great. We'll see more about that, Rabbi Nassim. And if these Jews who are involved in Aveiros and so on, if you're able to help them and they make a chayk kavua, set learning for every day. Chai kavu. V'chiyiv chazak. And a strong chiyiv. Lilmad v'chol yoyim v'yoyim kach v'kach. To have every single day to learn a certain amount of Torah. Kach v'kach. To spend learning Torah. And Rabbi Nachman said, it's not just a matter of saying an hour a day. Rabbi Nachman wanted more that it should be an amount of material to cover. Because he knows how people are, and we also know, that if you say you're going to learn for an hour a day, but how you spend that hour, you could be daydreaming, or you could be sitting on a word. But that you should finish up a couple of pages of Shulchan Aruch, Mishnayos, come a Blat Gemara, to learn like this, and the Parsha, the Mavisadra, at least an Aliyah, Shnai Mikra, Echetagim, with the Perish. I mean, it was a Seder every day. Not to make it 2 hours, an hour and a half. Because an hour and a half, you don't know. A person can spend an hour and a half to get nothing done, or just a little bit done. But when you feel that you have a regimen that you have to stick to, and that's one of the great things about the Daf Yomi, that when there's a certain amount that you must finish this, you must cover this material, so then you hopefully remain focused. Of course, that's harder if you're just listening to a shiur as opposed to learning yourself, which is much more demanding than listening to a shiur. But if he said, Rabbi Nachman said that if these people would yasu chay kavur, if they'd make a chay kavur, the chiyur chazak lo v'chal yoyim v'yoyim kach v'kach, yiyah ech shiyah. That no matter what they did that day, could be that God should be doing all kinds of crazy affairs that day. It makes no difference. If there's a chay kavur, even if God forbid a person's mechal Shabbos, but he has a chay kavur to learn, even though there's an issue that's brought down in the Behetiv and the Rav Shulchan Aruch about Rishayim learning Torah, there is such a thing. But the Tanya Vedi Paskin, that here we say that by learning the light of Torah will bring a person back. And even though while he was a Rasha, it could be that the Torah was going into some bad places. But Lamaisa, once the Torah is so strong, that's what Menachem is saying, it could bring a person to do tshuva. And when the person does tshuva, then all of the Torah that he was learning comes back into Kedusha, comes back onto the side of Kedusha. Even though when he was a Rasha, it was going over to some bad things. But now when he does tshuva, he brings the Torah over into Kedusha. So Tanya says in Hilchos Tamid Torah. That if a person, no matter what his averus are, if the person would have kach v'kach, chaykevu, chiyav chazak every day, then the vaday, that person would be able to come out mimitzudosim from the trap that they're entrapped in. Ayideh hatar, ki koyach hatar gadol ma'oid, because the strength of Torah, koyach hatar is gadol ma'oid, is very, very strong. We'll go back to that more next week, Mitzvah. And in general, Rabbi Nachman says that all Rabbi Nachman wanted from us, what he wanted most from us, he always wanted us to do, what does it mean, uvdas? An uvda means a fact. It means an action. He wanted us always to do uvdas v'asiyah shel kedusha. To do holy things. Uvdas, asiyas, good things, to do them. That's why, to learn a lot, to cover a lot, to go nacha, blot, and another mitzvah, another. The Zmiris by Rabbi Nachman, he said all of the Zmiris that were printed in the Zmiris. He would sing, all of the Zmiris. And he loved it very much that this, he said, Rabbi Nachman loved it, the simple Jews that they would sing all the Zmiris. They didn't skip Zmiris. They sang all the Zmiris. Uvdas, ma'isis, a lot of davening, a lot of davening. A lot of davening. And he said, in Pashtus, it's like, l'uvdas v'asiyah shel kedusha, b'li shum chochmas klal. Without all different kinds of chochmas. This is better, that's better, this I should. To do, to learn and to do a lot. Rakshanas, like, tomid v'asiyah shel kedusha b'pshitas. To do holy things, to be engaged in the holy activities, bepshitas, simple, without any chachmas. Do I feel or not, or this today or tomorrow, my schedule, pshitas, uvdas, I see yishel kedusha. Then laharbas b'limud haTorah, a lot of learning Torah. Allah says mitzvahs harbe b'chal yoyim. He was always pushing a lot of mitzvahs every day. Allah harbe b'tfilu b'sach nunim tomit. And always davening, a lot of davening, to say a lot. V'akol b'pshitas b'lishum chachmas. Everything b'pshitas b'lishum chachmas. You don't have to come up with all kinds of brilliant insights and to be some kind of alamdin. In fact, if you're able to, it'll take place over time. The ikr is to a lot of learning, a lot of davening, a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tov. V'hizhir ma'odli as b'simcha tamid, and he always warned us to be always b'simcha. And they're very much connected. They're very much connected. The simcha comes with doing a lot of mitzvahs and learning a lot of Torah and a lot of tefillahs, instead of kvetching on the thing, one thing. A person that's kvetching very slowly in something, even in Kedusha, and everything's with chachmas, a lot of these people become more shcharedic, they become depressed, and they go away from learning. Because you see this a lot in yeshivas. The ikkis, he's saying, is a lot. When you see there are places now, more and more yeshivas, that they're starting to realize this, and they're starting to cover more, Hashem, to learn a lot of halacha, and to learn a lot of shas, and to go through masechtas. You see in those places there's a chiz. You feel right when you walk into the Beis Medrash. When you go into a place where they're learning three blot the whole zman, you walk in and you feel there's low energy. A lot of times. Not by the yechidim. The yechidim, the big lamdim, of course, they're always enough. But the oilam, when you go into these places where they're doing the few a little bit, so there's low energy. It's low energy. It's a general feeling of low energy. But there's a lot of learning in this room. Covering a lot of material and going through shas and shulchan aruch, zechiyus. Simcha. His mother is b'simcha tamid. We hear the ma'oy l'darbi yomani mizem inyan simcha. As we know, Rabbi Nachman spoke a lot about this inyan of simcha, of happiness. Move the svarim akdoshim. Ach yoyisim mizem. Whatever you've seen in the svarim from Rabbi Nachman. He spoke to us much more about it. He wrote about this in many places, but he spoke to us even more about this. I mean, of simcha. Many times he would tell us this more than is written to be b'simcha. If you look in the Geus HaKodesh of the Balatanya, the ninth parak. Now everybody knows the Balatanya was a goyin olam. The Tanya writes there, the Tanya, the ninth paragraph, is talking about tzedakah. It was a letter sent to the chassidim encouraging them to be better in the midst of tzedakah. And in that ninth paragraph, the Baal Tanya explains that we see that the ikar avayda in the earlier years was with Talmud Torah, was more with learning. He says in the days of the Tanoim and Amoraim, there were big chachamim. And the ikar avayda, the main avayda in those days, was with learning. But there are many great chachamim. However, he says, now that it's the time of ikvasa de Mashiach, the heels, the footsteps of Mashiach. And he says, Nafal sukas David, ad b'chinas ha'ekev. The Klai Yisrael has fallen to a very low place. It's called the ekev, the heel of the foot. A very, very low place. It's the heel of the foot that's on the ground to a very low place. See, the Tanya explains that the Ikka now is Asiya, is doing. Doing. He wasn't saying not to learn. The Tanya, who's the greatest in the Tanya learning? Who pushed learning more than the Tanya? The whole Sefer Tanya and all of this. But he was saying that Bizmanenu we see in the Ikris of the Mashiach. In the Ikkas Mashiach, the way to be Mizdabik B'Hashem, the Ikkas way to be Mizdabik B'Hashem, is we have to draw the light of Hashem all the way Lamata, 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 all the way down to the ground, because that's where we are, we're on the floor. The Ikkas is on the floor. And therefore we have to involve ourselves in physical actions of Kedusha, more and more Asiyas of Kedusha, which he says the Ikkas is Tzedakah. And not just to write a check, but he says, going to collect money to help and to do things, do nice things, do mitzvahs, started with your feet to go. Because we're now in the place of the Ekev, we're on the ground. It used to be that it was higher, but now we're all the way in the dirt, and we have to lift up the Shekhinah from the dirt. And the Tanya says that therefore the Ikka way before Mashiach comes, which is ikvah shadam mashiach, the mizdabik to Hashem, is through asiyas pshutas, asiyas, doing a lot of dvarim shabakdusha, doing many things of holiness, and that by doing that, that a person's mamshech, the chiyas of elokus, lamat, lamat, which is in the Hanukkah candles, that the Hanukkah candles, the chachila davka, but lower than 10 tefachim, even though the rule generally is that lo'ilam lo'yar the shechina lamat me'asar tefachim, that usually the shechina is 10 tefachim and up, but we see by Hanukkah, which is the meaning of the end of time, in the ikvah of the Mashiach and the choshech, which is what we're talking about tefillas ma'arvis v'shus last week, that the choshech of the end of time, Hanukkah is the yontif that was given to us at that time in anticipation of the long agolus, the long night until Mashiach, the last yontif that was by the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So it's davke goes all the way down to the ground, that the Hanukkah candles are all the way down. To be mamshech the oiris all the way down to this world. And the way to do that is what Rav Nachman is saying, is the ikka way of doing that now is not with learning. And even if it is with learning, it's with learning in a way of doing a lot of learning, and giving over a lot of Torah to other people, doing a lot, covering a lot, and doing a lot. And in mitzvahs, tzedakah, we see is a big thing that Jews are Isaac and all kinds of tzedakahs, and I see as Torahs to do. This is what draws the Elikus all the way down to the Ekev, to the ground, as we were holding now in the dirt. The Ekev is asiyah, to do. So Tanya wasn't saying not to learn. Chas v'shalom, he's saying, of course, to learn, and to learn ba'omek, and to learn in great depth. However, the Tanya and the other tzaddikim, especially Talmid Baal Shem, were very, very much pushing that the Torah should be learned in its entirety, to learn a lot of Torah, cover a lot of learning, and not to get stuck in one place. But the ikur is asiyah, and to learn, and the learning should be amanas lasayis, to keep mitzvahs, and to be oisek in mitzvahs, a lot of mitzvahs, and a lot of tefillahs. Look, we have how the siddur is so much bigger than it used to be, and the machzor is so much bigger than it used to be. But you see that it's tashgach ha-pratis, that at the end of time we say more in davening than we ever said before, and there's more svarim, and there's more things to say and to do and to learn, and there's no shortage of things that a person could be needed for. It used to be that when a person was in a shtetl, even though there was always people in need, it was a small little shtetl, and there was a limit to what a person, how useful a person could be in the shtetl. But now that we're living in such a time that everybody could be involved with all kinds of asiyas tovus, to be involved in good things, to all kinds of mitzvahs and asim tovim, which is to bring down the light of Hashem to the olam hasiyah, which is the la'ukum shchinte me'afar, to bring the shchin up from the dirt, mikini me'af adal, and to bring up mikini me'af adal, the ikir is with a ma'isim tayv and matfilis, and to learn a lot of tayv, asiyah. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. And that's what the Tanya is saying, is how to lift up the shchina at the end of time. So next week, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do a piece from Mekutei Halachas and a piece from Mekutei Maran to help bring this all together.